This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I believe the year was 1987. The Whispers.
It's a good year.
Rock steady.
All right, Sam, I don't know if you've seen this, but I told Scott I want him to look it up in real time as I tell the story.
Okay.
So the PGA is at the Players this week. And you know that there's one golf tournament every year, the big one, where you are not allowed to even have your cell phone on the grounds at all. And if they see you with a phone, you will be removed, and then every ticket associated with your ticket will be removed as well.
That's the Masters.
It is a good idea, in part, here is why. Rory McIlroy shocks fans with his reaction to savage heckling at the Players' Championship this week.
Oh.
Look it up, Sam. I want you to, you've got to see it to believe it. McIlroy played a practice round at TPC Sawgrass in Florida as he bids to win golf's fifth major this week for the first time since 2019, but things did not start off as planned. When he teed it up, the first tee ball went right into the water, and that prompted one fan on the rope line right there to yell, "Yep, just like 2011 at Augusta," mocking him for his infamous Masters meltdown more than a decade ago. McIlroy returned to the tee box, hit his second shot, and then calmly walked over to the fan with his driver still in his hand and asked to see the phone. He takes the fan out of the kid's hand.
Takes the phone
out of the fan's hand and just walks off with it. He literally just takes the kid's phone.
Not allowed to have it.
At the Players you are, Sam.
Oh.
But mocking someone in any sport when you are a few feet away from them is going to sometimes bring a reaction, Scott, is it not?
I don't know how it doesn't, yeah.
He took his phone. Now, keep in mind, Rory McIlroy has enough money to just to buy Nokia or whatever that phone was.
You know what would have been great is if he put the phone on the tee
and sent it into the
water. And then just said that about 200 yards away and said, "Yeah, just like 2011 at Augusta."
What I love is he doesn't say a word. He just takes the phone, turns, driver still in hand, and just walks off. How old do you say that kid is?
He looks 20.
20, 25?
Rory in particular has been caught in the past, and by caught, I mean he felt no shame when doing this, but screaming profanities at fans who would not keep it quiet when he was on the tee. Not even when he was on the tee, when anybody was on the tee and he's just up there waiting and fans won't shut up, he will turn to them and
drop some profanity. You are supposed to be quiet.
Yeah.
And it's one thing if someone's like, "Baba Booey," which they all sound like idiots when they do that. It's another thing that after something goes wrong in sport, you turn directly to that person and go, "Oh, yeah, just like 2011. You know, what do you expect he's going to do? He's still human.
Well, he's still a professional as well. You know what I'm done with in golf? Other than most of golf, is when somebody hits the ball and they scream, "Get in the hole, get in the hole."
Yeah, it really is.
That was so 2008.
Insufferable.
What if they yell go home ball?
No.
Same difference.
Okay.
You know when that started was when Tiger came into the league.
Don't you guys remember there was a list of banned phrases a few years ago that Travis Walker sent us, and I always send it to him every year, a list of banned phrases every year at the Masters. I don't know if it's real or not. I don't care if it's real or not. It is one of the funniest lists I have ever read, and I will give you an example. One of the banned phrases listed after one of the pros hits a shot is RIP Harambe.
What?
That's one of the, it's on the list. Baba Booey was on the list.
Okay, Baba Booey here it is on the list.
Actually, it's in order. I have it in order.
Baba Booey is number two.
Baba Booey is number two. Would you care? All right. Number 10 is to infinity and beyond.
It's not my favorite.
Number 9 is Dinklage for president.
Not my favorite.
Number 8. I don't even. When do you yell these things?
Activate the glutes.
I was going to say, how are you going to skip number 11?
Is one of the funniest.
Activate the glutes is activate number 11. Number 12 is Jimmy Carter eats peanuts. Here we go from 5 to 1. Number 5 is I love Martha Burke. Number 4 is you da man.
You da man.
Number 3 is mashed potatoes. Number 2 is Baba Booey. And the number 1 forbidden phrase at the Masters is dilly dilly.
Well, because that list started circulating a few years ago right after that ridiculous commercial came out. Dilly dilly.
The list I have in front of me is from 2018. It also includes, can you hear me now? Hashtag anything. Drive it, Miss Daisy. And insert band name here. Should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What a bunch of nerds. But Thin Lizzy should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
Activate the glutes?
It's my favorite, hands down, is activate the glutes.
Hey, security, can you pick me out of this sea of people? Who's Dinklage?
The little person in Game of Thrones?
Is that who they're referencing?
I don't know. I've never yelled anything like that ever anywhere.
The price is wrong,
bitch.
I wasn't going to say the last
Well, you can say the word.
Spectators, by the way, will be subject to expulsion and the loss of ticket privileges for the following breaches of etiquette: making rude, vulgar, or other inappropriate comments or gestures, verbal or physical harassment of players, volunteers, officials, or spectators. The kid might get a new phone out of this. He's not going to get his ticket back.
I'm telling you, I go back to what I said before. It would have been classic if he had just rested it on the tee and hit it in the water.
And then said, to infinity
and beyond!
Dilly, dilly. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.